This is Cool Science Radio. I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
And I'm Scott Greenberg. And today we talk robotics, high school style. They built it, they code it, they compete with it. Today we're joined by the Park City High School all-girls robotic team, Team Minerva, coming in hot with major hardware. This season, they've taken home the Reach Award for Community Impact, the second place Inspire Award for overall excellence.
Not only that, they just came in second place at the state championships last week. From programming a 30-second autonomous period with zero human input to 3D printing custom robot parts and upgrading their bot to launch 12 balls, these young engineers are redefining what it means to compete. Let's meet the brilliant minds behind the machine. Joining us are team members Izzy Vogel, Naomi O'Connor, and Ivy Owens. Congratulations. Welcome to all of you.
Hello.
Thank you.
Great to have you. Okay, well, Izzy, let's start with you. You have been a member of Team Minerva for a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. Team Minerva has been in existence as an all-girls robotics team at the high school for 3 years. Since you've been involved in it for a while, what inspired you to join and why Team Minerva?
Okay, so when I was younger, I would code these robots just for fun that my mom got me. And one day there was a robotics competition at my high school, and I just went to check it out. And I was like, wow, this looks really, really cool. I'm excited to get involved with it. So my first year, I partnered with a senior, and we created the team together. And after that, I've made an effort to keep recruiting and growing the team. And what inspires me to keep going with it is the community and watching all of my team members become more confident in all of their skills and how thoughtful the rest of the robotics community is. Like, we've had other teams reach out to us and help us with our code, even though they've been competing against us. And so I love how much everyone is willing to help each other, and I love being able to pass that on.
So what do you think is about the spirit of collaboration within robotics? I mean, you know, we've seen those documentaries on robotics teams at high schools. They're really highly competitive. But what do you, you know, for you guys, the way everyone's helping each other out, why do you think that is? Is something within robotics itself?
So in FIRST Robotics, gracious professionalism is really emphasized. And a lot of that means like showing kindness to other teams and helping other teams. And it's really cool. A few teams start to make that effort and then everyone else follows along too. So it's really like a chain reaction.
Okay, so real quick, can you just remind me what grades you're in currently at Park City High School?
I'm a junior this year.
What about you, Naomi?
I'm also a junior.
Ivy?
I'm a freshman.
Very cool. So you have a little bit of a runway ahead of you and some, you know, wonderful mentoring here.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Naomi, why Minerva? Why is it called Team Minerva? What's the deal with the name Minerva?
Yeah, so originally when Izzy was creating the team, she looked into Athena, but there were already so many different teams that had that name. So we went with Minerva, which is the Roman goddess of wisdom and war. And we thought that that was really cool. And also in Harry Potter, there's Minerva McGonagall. So it just really shows like this super like intelligent kind of aura in a way. And that's sort of what we want to give off, especially on a robotics team.
Absolutely. I love it. Team Minerva. Okay, so Ivy, let's talk to you because you're the youngest member of the team. You're a freshman. How long have you been messing around with robotics on your own? Like, when did you learn to code, or is it something you're learning currently? Explain your history.
So one of my favorite stories my mom likes to tell is that when I was a child, the TV remote, the batteries died. And so I took out I took them out and I replaced them with new batteries when I was like four. So I've always been really interested in robotics. I've gone to every coding class I could, built everything I could. I've just been like all in on it. When I was seven, I decided I was either going to become an engineer or a programmer. And so I've just kind of been just chugging along that train the entire time.
Really interesting now that we are entering into a time where artificial intelligence, AI, is affecting the way that we do everything. And what you've experienced so far on Team Minerva, Ivy, how are you using AI? I mean, because you've been the ones programming, but now you can just tell AI to do it, correct? Or not?
No. AI is not as reliable as you would think it is. It can make code, but most of that code is just regurgitated from other code and doesn't really do exactly what you tell it to do. Coding is not exactly a super precise science. There's ways to do code with different methods and different lines of code and different variables and all that. So AI usually has not very reliable code. I've seen some of the code AI's made, and it's mostly nonsensical. It's got, like, no order to it. And most of the time when working with robotics, we connect our motors to, like, hardware, and we have to input the values that we think that work well in the real world and, like, put each port on our control hubs to different motors and code all that, because an AI won't know what's happening in the real world, but we do, and we can change what's happening in the real world with our code.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I like that. So Izzy, as the founder, I think, of Team Minerva here, I want to kind of get your feel for what these competitions are like. What are they looking for? What are you actually judged on in these competitions?
So in the beginning of the competition, you have a 15-minute judging interview. We have 5 minutes to tell the judges all about our season, and that includes how do we come up with our design, what was prototyping like, what was building like, what was code like, how do we work together, and how do we make sure that our team will be sustained even after we graduate. And we also get to talk about our community outreach. Like, my favorite one is going to Acker Hill Middle School and doing a program where we teach the kids about robotics there. And so we have 5 minutes to tell them about our season, and then we have 10 minutes of Q&A. And different things that are judged is, like, our designs, our innovations, and problem solving. And also, like, the Reach Award is about community outreach. And Aspire is just about overall, like, following the engineering process and creativity. And then after judging, you have qualification matches throughout the day. Also through those qualification matches, judges will come to your table to find out more if you're up for an award. And in those qualification matches, you're randomly alliance with another team and you're against two other teams. And you don't know who your partner's going to be till sometimes only a few minutes before the match. And you have to figure out how can you work together and how can you use your strengths and their strengths to come up with the best plan that you can. In some of our matches, we focus on offense. And this year, the game is all about shooting these balls into pretty tall bins. And so we'll pick up 3 balls at a time. We'll sort them in kind of a Ferris wheel mechanism, as we call it, and then we shoot them. But in other matches, we switch to defense. That's Naomi's strong suit for sure, where we'll prevent other robots from scoring if our partner is really good at scoring, because we maybe don't need 2 people on offense if the other opponents are really good. So you'll come up with whatever plan works for you, and then after the qualification matches, the people in the top 6 places become alliance captains for playoffs, and they get to invite different teams to join them for the rest of playoffs, and that's in double elimination. So that time the alliances are still not random, but you're still like becoming friends with the teams and working with other teams because you're never competing just one-on-one with other people. And then later in the competition, there's also awards, and then you kind of pack up and get ready for the next one. You learn so much at every competition that you can apply for the future ones, which is really cool.
All right, I love this, the collaboration. So, Naomi, I have to ask, you know, you're on team defense here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me, championships, wait, what do you expect?
Yeah, it's really hard to know what to expect because, of course, there are teams who are always doing really good and then who do, like, sort of, like, in the middle. But what to expect? So it honestly goes the same way as all of the other competitions, where you start with the judging and then you go on to qualifications and then it's playoffs. But at this one, the stakes are all higher because these are like the best groups in the state or teams in the state. So it's a lot harder at these competitions, and there's also sometimes a lot more people because it's all of the qualifications and then put together the best of the best. So you really got to prepare for it.
Wow. It sounds so exciting and really like there would be a lot of adrenaline kind of pumping through your veins during these competitions. How often do teams from Park City High School make it to nationals, Naomi?
Yeah, so each year only 2 teams go to nationals, and I don't think a Park City team has ever made it to nationals.
They have, not recently.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before we were in the club. So that's really hard. So usually a lot of the times it can be like the same top 2 teams every year because they have like consistency. But it does change sometimes, and that's really cool to see.
And does every high school in Utah have a robotics team, or, you know, is it really commonplace now, or?
I feel like a lot of them definitely do. Some schools don't have as much of the means for it or as enough interest, but I feel like a lot do. And there are some that aren't totally affiliated with high schools, or they're like homeschool teams that then put themselves together. And some schools have multiple teams, so it can really vary.
When you say multiple teams, are we talking about girls' teams, boys' teams, some of each? Are there co-ed teams?
Yeah, there's definitely co-ed teams. There's another team from our high school, Robo Miners. They're an all-boys team, and we're an all-girls team.
So, Ivy, tell me a little bit about the mentors that you work with at the high school. Are these teachers? Are these people that they bring from in outside? Are they your parents?
So our main mentor, I would say, is Zarin Robertson. He is the one who usually opens the club, and what he does is he, like, prompts us along and maybe likes helps us find stuff in the room. Like when we were having trouble with our wheel, he taught me how to CAD this year, computer assisted design this
Thank
year.
Thank you. CAD.
Computer assisted design this year, like a 3D modeling program. And a lot of the time while I was learning, he would point out tools when I asked what would be the best for me to use, or he would like direct me on how I could make things or such and such. But most of the time it was just like he was slightly guiding me along the process, like telling me, how could you fix this? What don't you like about it? What do you think needs to happen? And then for our other mentors, we are sponsored by Pruka Engineering, and Sherry Pruka and Matt Pruka give us design reviews on our designs. Like if we model the robot, they give us design reviews on our designs and like help us along, like how would this be limiting, or is it really necessary to like you buy this part or do this part, because a lot of our team, we reuse parts and such. And then we also do get help from our teachers. We have an engineering teacher who we will talk to sometimes about maybe getting something printed or helping us with the robotics. And me and Izzy are in AP Computer Science, which is AP Comp Science A. It's basically just a Java coding class. And sometimes we will use like the tricks our teacher has taught us for coding or the logic that we've learned in that class.
Okay. So, Izzy, if there are people who may be parents of young kids listening to this interview right now and thinking, wow, I'd love to get my kids into at least this way of thinking or these kinds of games, what would be your recommendation?
My recommendation would be to, like, either join a robotics team with an open mind. We are always recruiting. We are really trying to recruit before next year. And you don't have to have any experience at all going in. We teach everyone everything that they need to know, and we're still learning along with them, which is great. Or just take some, like, coding classes or something like that to get interested. But really just looking at everything with an open mind. When I first joined robotics, I thought I would be only programming. And now I've learned how to design and build tool, which has been really, really cool. And it's cool to find different things that I'm passionate about that I wouldn't have found out about if I only tried code.
Okay.
There's a group for younger kids. We are in part of FIRST Robotics. There is us, FTC, FIRST Tech Challenge. And then there's a group for younger kids called FIRST Lego League, FLL. So that is usually building the robots out of Legos instead of like the hard parts and big motors and all that stuff we do. And then there's also FRC, FIRST Robotics Challenge, and they have much bigger robots. Like our robots are combined to an 18 by 18 box. I think their robots are combined to something like 2 feet and 10 feet up vertical. They have a much bigger field and much bigger teams, and these competitions are usually also streamed online, so if anyone wanted to watch those, they could probably search up, like, FIRST Robotics or FIRST Tech Challenge or anything.
All right. Well, it kind of sounds like the big robots. It reminds me of someone else, Transformers or something, you know, 10 feet tall. I'm kind of terrified of that myself. Naomi, you know, I know you're a junior, but you seem to be really super into this career path, maybe. What are you thinking long term? I mean, are you looking at schools in terms of robotics or engineering?
That's a really interesting question, especially.
Well, and remember, your parents are probably going to listen to this.
Well, especially for me, because actually, I'm mostly a singer and actress. Robotics is just sort of a fun thing that I do on the side, actually, because of Izzy. So it's a bit more of a side hustle. So I'm not really thinking of going into it in college. That would definitely be an interesting situation. But I would still, like, definitely try and have, like, my toes in it in the future, like, to still be involved, because it is such a cool organization and so much fun.
You are what we refer to as a Renaissance woman. Acting and singing and, you know, a side hustle with robotics. Wow. Okay, Izzy, how about you? What are you thinking about doing?
There's so many different things. I think part of me honestly wants to be a teacher or professor when I'm older. I love the leadership with robotics, and I'd love to continue doing that. And I love teaching my team members things and just teaching people things whenever I can. I would definitely look at robotics, too. I love coding and engineering so much. So I definitely have an open mind with that right now.
Oh, that is so exciting. Ivy's already said that when you were 4 years old, you replaced the batteries in the remote, which shows that you just have that sort of mind where you want to figure out problems. When you look at coding and, you know, building and connecting to hardware and all of that, do you feel like it's a skill that you've carried with you your whole life, or is it something that has developed out of nowhere, and then it hit me. I love this kind of thinking. So Izzy.
I think I started at least a little bit with that mindset. I've always been into math. That's always been my best subject. But definitely, like, with problem solving and just, like, having, like, a mind that works well with coding, that's developed so much more through robotics, and I've been able to explore that more so much through robotics. Just, I've never had to do problem solving the way that I do in robotics, and it's really cool to come up with our own robot from scratch and just get it to work and then compete with it. And the code is just a whole other story. Wow. Like, sometimes we like to say that our robot has personality or that stubborn, because last year we spent 30 hours coding for the autonomous period, and it doesn't fully work yet. And it's just, you learn to put so much time and persevere so much and put in so many hours just to get something to work. And that's cool to problem solve so much and figure out so many things along the way, and you learn so much even when it doesn't work yet.
Great. How about you, Naomi?
Yeah, so even though robotics itself isn't something that I've always been interested, but the building side of it I always kind of have, because my grandfather was actually a contractor and he, like, did a lot of house restoration. So when I was little, I would go to his house in Pennsylvania, actually, and I would build stuff with him. And I always kind of loved that on the building side. And for a long time, I was super interested in architecture. And that was sort of what I thought I was going to go into. And that's definitely helped with robotics, with all of the hardware stuff. And that's one of my favorite parts, honestly.
Yeah, that's great. Ivy, did you want to add anything to that?
I don't really think you need to have the skills the whole life to go into it. It's maybe I have, because I've just always been taking things apart, but I've seen plenty of people who are more into the arts or more into, like, other things go, because it's good to have perspective. No matter what you do, no matter what you really do, it's always, everything can be looked at with perspective. Like, my sister sometimes makes me watch her ballet to see if it looks elegant enough to just the audience. And sometimes I just, like, pull up one of the problems I'm working on in, like, a math class or, like, in my chemistry class, and I just show it to my brother, and I'm like, what do you think about this? Because they don't know anything about what I'm doing right now. They're younger than me. And they'll just find, like, little creative ways to poke at it.
That's very cool. So, you know, we talked a little bit about who's mentoring you. Are you looking forward, or are you currently mentoring a younger generation at other schools, maybe an elementary or middle school? Do you go into these schools and talk to other well, particularly girls, young girls, about following in your footsteps?
Yeah, we definitely do. One of our favorite yearly things is we actually go to Ecker Hill Middle School and we get to do presentations with them about robotics, and they get so into it, it's amazing. But we get to give them like a small game, and then we give them kind of like a starter robot almost that they can build on with cardboard and duct tape. And it's so fun to like watch their brains work in the same way that ours kind of do for robotics. And they truly do just love it. And we've also done similar presentations at Weilerman, which is also younger kids who could get into it. And it's just really fun to see that.
Ivy, you got anything to add to that? Are you mentoring other younger kids? I mean, you mentioned you had you had younger siblings.
Yes. Well, I do have two younger brothers. One thing we do is we get this like little kit thing and like work to it together. And I've also done that with my like younger cousins. I have four younger girl cousins, all under the age of 10. So I've always kind of liked teaching little kids things, even if they can be a little bit hard to teach. It's really nice to see how they like light up when they make a plane or make something or just figure something out or win a game. And it's just, I feel like we carry a bit of that excitement over into robotics with like the satisfaction of like persevering for our final goal, and that for our final goal, like spending hours on Auton or working hard. And I like to see like how the little kids will be like, we've got to get this done. We're going to do this. Ooh, let's do this. Because that's kind of what we do.
Very cool. You know, I kind of want to go back to the whole duct tape and cardboard because I kind of feel like that's my life. But Izzy, you must be very proud of the program and what you've created here with Team Minerva. What do you see for the future of Team Minerva? I mean, you're a junior. You're going to be graduating in a, you know, pretty soon, in a year or so. What is your hope for the future of Team Minerva and girls robotics in the state in general?
I'm really excited about how many more girls I'm seeing in robotics and in my STEM classes at school. I'm excited to see what Ivy is going to do with the team when I graduate. And I'm going to try to teach her everything that I can to teach her. Here's how you be a good robotics captain. Here's how you can recruit. Here's how you can get people interested. Because truly, it's just the most rewarding thing, recruiting new people and teaching them what you know and seeing them learn things that you don't even know how to do. Like, I watched Ivy learn CAD this year, which I'm more new with that. And honestly, it just reminds me, like, why I do robotics when I teach my team members things or when I go to Ecker. It really reminds me to share joy and inspiration with the younger generations. And that just really reminds me, like, here's why I'm doing this. And that's really the purpose of it. It's not, the purpose isn't making it to a certain competition, even though I am very excited for state and maybe where we'll go after that. The purpose is to inspire younger kids and to share what we know and learn new things. And I'm excited to see that happen more as, like, Ivy will take over the team and as more girls get recruited. And I'm excited to connect with other teams about that, too, and learn more from them.
Okay, final question. As of early this year, 2026, the statistics show that women make up about 26 to 28% of STEM fields, and the rest are men. I have a feeling that your generation is going to turn that on its head. What do you think when you see those, when you hear those statistics? Because, I guess I'm wondering if in high school, that's not proving out those statistics. Lots of girls are involved in robotics and things like that.
Yeah, I feel like those statistics will be turned around. I'm seeing more and more girls in different STEM classes, even though there's probably more boys in my STEM classes, but there's definitely more girls than there used to be. And I just feel like people should go for it more because I've seen so many women do so many incredible things in STEM, and I love how much that inspires me, and I'm excited to see more girls get involved. I definitely feel like that's starting to happen more and more.
So great. Well, Izzy Vogel, Naomi O'Connor, and Ivy Owens, thank you so much for joining us on Cool Science Radio. This is just amazing, and we wish Team Minerva the best of luck. Don't you want to say, go Team Minerva?
Absolutely.
Go Team Minerva. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.